thank you for that song, Sister Cheryl. It's still one of my favorites. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church, Seeker Sunday School class. Are you reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If you need help, tell me. We'll get you a schedule. You don't have to read the Bible by schedule, but everyone that reads it through this year can come to the Bible Readers Banquet free of charge. Fun, food, fellowship for all. Brother Roger, would you pray for us, please? Helping him. You're going to get cast out, too, if you help him. It's most humiliating for a Jew. He's a little bit surprised, but he's not discouraged. He's made of tougher stuff than that. And he's going to go ahead and walk by faith and not by sight. These truth can be patient. But religion and false has to do it right now. Why couldn't they wait till next Sunday? Why couldn't they do it Wednesday? No, they're in a hurry. They're in a hurry. But I tell you what, they didn't X him out from eternal life. And they can't X you out either. Now, defending a blind man. Someone comes in here and helps him. His friend. His capital F, big F friend comes in and helps him. 35. Jesus heard that they cast him out. I mean, John 9:35. And when he had found him, he said to him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" Omniscience is waiting to receive him. Verse 36, he answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And 37, he gets a clear declaration of who he is. And Jesus said to him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." And verse 38, he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. And the Lord accepted the worship. He figured out, hey, he's not just of God, he is God. That's where I messed up. I knew Jesus was a man. I knew he was a healer. I knew he was a prophet. I knew he was a savior. I knew he was of God. But I was 21 years old before I figured out he was God. That Jesus is Jehovah, God Almighty, come down from heaven, Emmanuel with us. Few return to give thanks, but this man said, "Lord." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. And then 39, and Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." He came into the world of dark, rejecting minds. But light received is salvation. When you receive Christ, that is salvation. That is the gospel. And then 40 and 41, "And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said to him, Are we blind also?" And Jesus said to them, "If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, We see, therefore your sin remaineth." Preacher, I looked it up in the Greek. "We see" means I know. Same thing. 2 Corinthians 4. "But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." I come this morning to tell you that Jesus is God. He's God. God Almighty. Let's look at chapter 10. The title's Jesus as the Door. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Now, we've heard all our life, I guess you've heard, "verily, verily" means truly, truly. And I looked "verily" up, it does, you're right. It means in truth. It means in fact. In fact, I say unto you. It means certainly, certainly. This is certain. The Word of God is certain. And really, not really like we're smart aleck sometimes and say, really? No, it means really.
Yeah.
It means real.
Right.
It means real. Really, really, I say unto you. It means truly. It does mean truly. And it also means with great confidence. So there must be some very important scripture coming in front of us here in chapter 10. And then, verily, verily, a double. I see some doubles down through here. Verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Well, he repeats that in 8. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. In verse 9, he says, I am the door. In verse 7, he says, I am the door. There's a set of doubles. In verse 11, he says, I'm the good shepherd. In verse 14, he says, I'm the good shepherd. It's another set of doubles. Must be a real important set of scriptures down through here. In verse 4, he says, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. Verse 27, my own personal favorite, says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. How about verse 30 for a good double? I and my Father are one. My Father and I are one. That's a good double right there. Verily, verily. Matter of fact, I checked it out a little bit closer, and there's 25 doubles, verily, verilys, in the Bible. There's you got the word verily 131 times in the Bible, but there's 25 doubles that say verily, verily, and guess what? Every one of them's in John.
Yeah.
Must be pretty important.
Yeah.
But guess what? Every one of them's red letter.
Yeah.
Guess what? Every one of them's God's talking to us.
Right.
Remind me again. Humor me again over here. Matthew wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as a king. Is right. Down through here, Mark wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as a servant. Is correct. Down through here, Luke wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as a man. Is right. And down through here, John wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as God. Verily, verily, red letters, truly, truly, over and over again. There's 25 of them. I gave them to you on the handout. Actually, John 3:3, you got a verily, verily that tells us about the necessity of being born again of the new life. Let's look at it. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said to him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Chapter 5, verse 24 tells us how to obtain this new life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath, present tense, everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Chapter 6, verse 53 tells us how to live this new life. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. 12:24 tells us how to spend this new life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth fruit. And then 14:12 tells us how to serve with this new life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Verily, 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 truly, truly, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Now, a door is a movable object. If I open that door right there, the hole that you walk through is the doorway. the part that swings, the movable object, the door is Jesus. The door is the movable part. He opens to allow his friends in, and he closes to keep the enemy out. Just like a fence. Young people complain about we try to fence them in, but the fence is to keep the bad out and the good in. The door, access is by him and him alone. Other ways of climbing, let's read it again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Other ways of climbing, man-made ways, are one, the church. Some people try to get in through the church. The Catholic Church will tell you they're the way. You've got to come through the church. But that might not be the only one. Some might try to get in by Baptist. But as told us Wednesday night, all Baptists aren't going to heaven. Some try to climb in by the Ten Commandments. Make 10 good rungs right there. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. We all break all of them every day. I break them. That's the good news. The bad news is you break them. Every day. It's not a way to climb. Baptism, the baptistry is not a way to climb in. That's the other way. The golden rule, it's a great rule. Do unto others, you have them to do unto you. Not how to climb in. It's got to be Jesus. It's got to be Him. None of these are the door. None of these ways are the door. I needed the Lord. I needed Jesus. The shepherd always enters in by the sheep, in the sheepfold by the door. He never climbs over the fence. The shepherd don't. 1 Timothy 1:12. And I thank Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. The Lord does it. The church doesn't do it. Being good doesn't do it. The Lord does it. One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside. Which side are you? I'd rather be on the inside looking out than to be on the outside looking in. Good to be on the inside. Life's certain, uncertain, death is sure. Sin's the cause, Christ the cure. Man can't do it, hell's in store. God says, trust, Christ is the door. It's the only way, the only way. Verse 2, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. He indirectly pointed them out as thieves and robbers, and they understood. They understood. Proverbs 16:25. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Like I said, I didn't understand who Jesus was. I thought that good people go to heaven, bad people go to hell. That's TV religion. One problem with that is there's no good people. It can't be that way. There's no good people. I'm glad a couple agree with that. But anyway, there's no good people. The false do not like sheep. The false don't like. They don't like the fact that we're in the family. Isaiah 8:20. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in them. No light in them. Verse 3. But he that entereth in by the door, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Now the porter is different. The shepherds acted differently in the summer and the winter. In the summer, the way I understand it, they would take the sheep and go up in the mountains to the upper pasture, the northern pasture, if you will. That's the way I understand it. It's just what I've read about it. It's but then in the summertime, when they were closer to town, they had a corral and enclosed the sheepfold, and they hired a porter to lay across the door, and every shepherd would bring their sheep in at night to lay in there, and then the shepherds would go home. And in the morning, when the shepherds would come back to work, they would call. They would call their sheep, and every sheep knew the voice of the shepherd. And the porter laid across the door, and he only let the shepherds in. He only let the shepherd, made access to the shepherd. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. The true shepherd, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. That's the true shepherd. We're talking about the Lord. Now verse 4. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Shepherds never drive the sheep. They go in front and scout the way. The Lord has already defeated death, hell, and the grave, and the world, and the flesh, and the devil, and my Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all I have to do is follow. It's easy to follow. He already took the brunt of the storm, and all we get to do is follow. Follow. That's the easy part. He did the hard part. Let's check it out in Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We can be sure. We can depend on it. He'll help us. When we give out the word, we're actually calling people to be sheep, if you will. Let's check this out in Deuteronomy 4. I saw this morning, I was reminded this morning how much we've got it made. Deuteronomy 4, for what nation is there so great? Now, I know it's talking about Israel right here. Who hath God so nigh unto them? Well, if God was nigh to Israel, he moved in our heart. He's much more nigh to us than he was to Israel. As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. You know how many different things we call upon him for? We call on him to help little Ezekiel. We call on him to help us get here. We call on him for gas money, rent money, health, safety, salvation. For what nation is there so great? Well, the Christian, the church is a lot bigger, a lot better off than Israel, who hath God so nigh unto them. He's near to, he's moved in our heart as the Lord, the big Lord, the capital Lord, our God is in all things that we call upon him for. The world doesn't have that promise, and the nations around little Israel, they didn't have that promise either. God made it to us and to them. He leads us in paths of righteousness. John 10:5. And a stranger will they not follow. I'm just going to go ahead and say virgins right there. They won't do it. I hear them read at funerals and stuff. But they won't follow that. But will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. He leadeth me into righteousness, not into error. Sheep don't need a rule book. They follow the shepherds. It's really simple. It's really easy. Galatians 1. Galatians 1, starting in verse 6. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. See, I need to preach the cross to myself every day. Man is prone to go back to works. That's what the Galatians did. And it is not being good plus Jesus. No, no, no. If I say it's anything else, if I say it's Jesus plus being baptized, in the end, it'll end up being baptized. If I don't do baptism, then I think I'm lost. If I don't be good, then I get to thinking I'm lost again. I must keep the cross of Christ before Rick's eyes. Rick needs that. Rick needs it. If not, sometimes we imagine that we did something good. Verse 6. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. The parable is the door of the sheep is Jesus, and he is the way. There's not two ways. There's one way, and it's him. It's him. It's really simple. The Lord set it up so that those downstairs can understand. Downstairs, these young'uns understand many times more than I do. Many times they got a handle on it. Verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. It's the old, old story. It's the old, old story. Matthew 7. Matthew 7, starting in 13. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come unto you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns and figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree shall bring that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That's red letters. That's what the Lord said. We cannot climb up any other way. It's foolish to try to climb in any other way than through Christ. He is the way, the only way. Verse 8, John 9, 8. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Not all church members are saved. We've heard it testified here. I think 1 week we had 33 people saved, 33 church members. I count about half were teenagers, half were adults. I went to church for 21 years. I was lost. A lost church member. Verse 9, John 10, 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. All who came to Jesus or who come to Jesus are saved individually, not the flock. The flock don't get saved. It's one by one. Not a flock at a time, but one at a time. All also receive fellowship and communion with God. It's because they're following. They go in and out, secure and free. We're not slaves. We're not slaves. We come into the table. You came today to come to the table to get fed. Houdini, the magician, he guaranteed he could escape any jail-like structure in 1 minute. He only failed one time. He worked for 2 hours. He worked frantically. And he couldn't get out. He finally gave up exhausted and fell on the door, which opened up because it had never been locked. And that's the way we are. And the devil tries to make us think that we're in jail, and we're not. We're free. We can go in and out and tell others about the Lord. We're free to follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. He made it easy. He did the hard part, Brother Teddy. Pray for us, Brother Teddy. Father, we pray.